Yeah, hi Emily. I don't know if I'm talking to the right lady or not, but I come the other year and with a couple of little guinea pigs with long ears. And we had the little grey one, little boy, and with a white sock, and then they had the other one, brown, and then a girl, and we had her fixed, and then we had a black one that was fixed too. Evans, EVANS. Wayne. Could be under Amanda Evans too. Milkshake. The two girls have gone now. We found the first one passed away a bit over about a year and a half, the black one. And my dad said, always the black one seemed to pass away early. I don't know why, even when I was a kid. I don't know why. It might be the gene. I don't know. And that's what we found. And the other one, she went out there one day and she was all right. About a year ago, she lost a bit of fur, but there was a cat hanging around and I think she was getting distressed. And No, you're right. I don't want to hold you up too long. But the other one, we went out and we always put cold bricks down and things when it gets hot and everything for them, you know. And but a cage has got. A big cage and it's got fly screen and everything, so no mozzies can get in. It's like in the house, you know. One morning she was right, but now about lunchtime, and then in the afternoon went out there to give them some more feed. There's plenty of water in that, but she was lying there and weren't moving. And so I said to my son Jonathan, he's got all the guinea pigs, you know, he's down there all the time, and he goes, "What did you do wrong?" I said, "Nothing. It happens." They can just, she's probably had a heart attack or got scared because that bloody cat come back. I don't know. But, you know, and, oh, God, you know, trying to tell my son things, it's hard, you know. And, but the boy bunny, he's never been fixed and he's got the white sock. He's bouncing around really well in there and very healthy. And I remember he was asking me if we ever wanted to get rid of him. You knew somebody that needed a boy, you know, and because he's that. No.
The lady.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, because I'm worried about him fretting away by himself, you know. You know. On the border. No, that's okay. Yeah, because I'm thinking, yeah, on the border, yeah, I'll have to go for a drive there, you know. But no, that's all good. I mean, I know they're not allowed to be in Queensland, but they're not in the on the thing. They're in the decent. It's just the one left, you know. I've always had them, and how many wild rabbits are in Queensland now is ridiculous, you know. You know, they can be everywhere. No, that's all right, darling. You might as well take us off our file because that's what I'm going to do anyway. So. I'll take him down there. If I go that bit further, I might even take him back to my cousins. They live down across the border, you know. They got the bunnies, so I'm thinking, well, you know, well, I don't want him to fret, you know, because sometimes they can be lonely, you know, and yeah, so it's sort of. No worries, Dahl. Thank you very much for listening. You too, Dahl. Thank you. Bye-bye.